Yep.
Is Travis there?
I'm here. Oh, just a reminder, everybody, you have to get really close to the microphone, otherwise Vicky can't hear you.
Okay.
Or anybody on the Zoom.
Okay.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order. This is City of Onalaska Historic Preservation Commission regular meeting. It's Thursday, February 16th, 2023. It's 6 p.m. Can I please get a roll call of attendance?
Okay, Williams?
Yeah.
Swangle?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
Hatfield?
Here.
Laddick?
Here.
And Hamka?
Here.
Excellent. You have a full quorum.
Excellent. It's been a while, I think. All right, thank you. So we have the agenda in front of us. Is there any revisions to the agenda?
There are no revisions to this agenda.
Okay, hearing none. Appearance request. We just have Vicky on the line, or is there anybody else?
It's just Vicky on the line.
Okay. All right. Is there any announcements this evening?
We have none.
Okay. The minutes were included in the packet from the December 15th meeting. Is there any corrections to the minutes?
There will be a correction. We're going to start changing Vicky to Caroline in all future documentation.
Okay. All right. That's noted for the record. All right. Can I get a motion to adopt the minutes or approve the minutes? Sorry, a motion, a second for December 15, 2022.
I move to accept the December 15, 2022 minutes.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes from December 15, 2022, indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay, the minutes are approved. Thank you. All right, tonight, under public hearing, we have one item, Resolution 2023-01, a resolution approving the Historic Preservation Commission 2022 annual report and filing the same with the Onalaska City Council. This is an opportunity for the public to speak up. I have a feeling there is nobody wanting to speak on this from the public, so we will just move right into the new business, which again, the one item is Resolution 2023-01, a resolution approving the Historic Preservation Commission 2022 annual report and filing the same with the Onalaska City Council. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt this resolution?
I move to adopt 2023-01.
I second.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Discussion.
Okay, so you have in front of you the annual report to City Council. This is your report of your activities for the year. This is up to you guys if you have any changes or any kind of updates or edits, or really if there's anything you want to say that's not here, this is your chance to tell me to revise it and then send it to them.
I don't see anybody here wanting to have any. I have a comment, and I appreciate you guys have the activities listed down here and the goals listed, and I just wanted to touch on the first bullet point there, the improving public engagement with historic preservation, including website improvements, celebrating Preservation Month in May, and improving the kiosk signage wayfinding. I've mentioned this in the past. I really appreciate the little kiosk that we have around the community that touch on different subjects and stuff. But I have noticed that some of the existing ones have either damage or they're like getting faded. So just to kind of touch on that, like I would like obviously to see more established around the community. But if there's a way we can spearhead fixing the ones that already exist. Just moving ahead there. I don't know if we can get that taken care of at some point, but anybody else got anything? Okay. All in favor of approving resolution 2023-01, say aye.
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 All right, resolution is approved. Thank you. That's all the items on tonight's agenda for the Historic Preservation Commission. So with that, we're adjourned at 6:06. That was a quick one. All right. 1:06. All right. I'm calling this meeting to order. The City of Onalaska Planning Commission and Plotting Board regular meeting. It's Thursday, February 16th, 2023, 6:06 p.m. Can I please get a roll call?
Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. Swangle?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
And Hetfield?
Here.
All right. You have full quorum.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Any revisions to the agenda? I have one, but if anybody has anything else. Okay. I was wanting to add an item here. I guess we can put it under new business. I just wanted to discuss the Swampsea travel real quick and maybe touch on last year. I don't know if I ever talked about last year's attendance. If we could add that, I don't know if does anybody have an issue with that.
We would move that down to work session item.
Work session items.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is there any issues with adding this to tonight's agenda? Okay. Hearing none.
I didn't hear what you said.
Caroline, we're adding an item to the agenda. It's just a discussion item about travel to Swampsea and Anchorage.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, election. I guess it's time of year we need to choose a chair and a vice chair. Does anybody want to volunteer or nominate?
I'll nominate Travis for chair.
I'll second.
I accept.
Second.
Thank you. And for vice chair, does anybody want to volunteer? Do we need a vote, you said? Yeah. Okay. Okay, all in favor of having myself, Travis Wengel, as the chairman, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any nays?
Aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. Thank you. And for vice chair, I would just ask for if anybody wants to volunteer themselves.
I'll volunteer to run.
Okay. I'll second that. Anybody else want to? No? Okay. Okay, all in favor of having Ian Bagley be the vice chairman, indicate by saying aye.
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 All right, it's unanimous. Thank you. Ian Bagley is our vice chair. Okay, any appearance request? We have the applicant here present this evening. We have Steve and is it Bob?
No, that's Mark.
Sorry, Mark?
Yes.
My bad. But I don't think we have anybody on the phone for appearance request. Are there any announcements this evening?
We have no announcements.
Okay, thank you. All right, the minutes were included in the packet. We have the draft minutes from meetings in August, the 25th of 2022, as well as the December 15th, 2022 minutes. Is there any corrections for those minutes?
Again, based on discussion with Vicki, we're going to be changing Vicki to Caroline.
Okay, Caroline, moving forward. I like that name. It's a good one.
That was after we put the packets all together. So
okay. All right. Well, hearing that there's no corrections, if we're okay with we can do both of these at the same time here. I think just all in favor of approving the minutes August 25th, 2022 and December 15th, 2022, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you. All right, we have two items here this evening under public hearing. Item number one, resolution 2023-01, a resolution approving the Planning Commission Platy Board 2022 annual report and filing the same with the Unalaska City Council. Now would be an opportunity for the public to speak on these items. There's nobody present this evening. Nobody on the phone. The second item, resolution 2023-02, a resolution approving a final plat of Parkside Estates, part two, a re-subdivision of Tract D, Parkside Estates subdivision. Again, there's nobody present here from the public to speak on this item, so we're just going to move right into new business. Again, item number one. Resolution 2023-01, a resolution approving the Planning Commission and Platting Board 2022 annual report and filing the same with the Unalaska City Council. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt this resolution?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Staff, would you like to touch on this at all?
Okay, again, much like the historic preservation list. This is, again, another document for you to report your activities over the year to the City Council. If there's anything that you see that you want changed or if there's anything that you want to reiterate, this is your chance to let me know and to make those changes and then, again, approve it for Council.
Okay, thank you. So I have a correction here right away. I noticed it says summary of planning actions for 2021. I believe that's supposed to be for 2022 right there at the top. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will make that change.
Okay, yeah. And then, underneath it, too, it says general statistics, and it shows the from January 1, 21 through December 31st, 2021. So if we could just, for the record, have those dates correct. The rest of it looked pretty good. And I do want to say thank you for, I appreciate the breakdown of the actions taken by the commission as well as the ones that were denied, which was a question that was posed to me last year and it wasn't in the packet. And I honestly, I couldn't remember the two items that we were, that we denied. So I appreciate having that in there to refresh my memory. Is there any other comments or corrections on the report that will be submitted to council? Vicki, anything you got to comment on?
I don't know.
Okay, hearing none, all in favor of resolution 2023-01, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right. Resolution is approved. Thank you. Okay. Second item. Resolution 2023-02. A resolution approving a final plat of Parkside Estates, Part 2, a re-subdivision of Tract D, Parkside Estates subdivision. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt?
I move to adopt resolution 2023-02.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Staff, do we want to present on this?
Okay. So you have the Parkside Estates Platt in front of you again. The applicant is also in the audience today and able to answer questions along with our Steve Tompkins, our utilities director, and Mark Kilmeyer, our engineering tech, or acting engineer. So having gone through several iterations of submissions, this most recent one was in December, at the end of December, so we've run up against the clock in terms of having to have a meeting for to review the application. So at this point, that's why you have this in front of you. There are still certain things that we need to go through in order to have the final plat be complete, that you guys are able to sign off on it as the platting board. So if you take a look at our detailed findings at the bottom of page 23 and top of page 24, so to kick this off, a section 808-100 of subdivision improvements requires a bond or certainty check for the remainder of incomplete work installing utilities for development. The bond and surety is required for protection for the city in order to be able to ensure that the work that the developer does is going to end up being up to the city standards, so that the city can take on the utility and those utility lines. There's a main electric line, there's a main water line, main sewer lines. The service lines off of that are not as much of the concern. It's those main lines and everything up to the property boundary. As far as electric goes, that is conduit from the transformer base and from the vaults where it splits off from the main conduit to the property line, but it is not the conductor, the wire that goes in there. That should be a direct single piece of wire, so we don't want that getting spliced. So when people come and purchase these houses, they're going to be doing that portion of the work themselves. The street is eventually going to become a city right-of-way, and as such, it needs a street plan. There was a cross-section included in the plans for water and sewer, but the specific street plan is not yet complete. Our resolution for approving the the resolution approving the preliminary and allowing it to go forward to final plat did require that all of those plans effectively be complete and be accurate in order for us to move forward. The applicant has provided several of those plans, the water, sewer, and electric. You have those in front of you. You've had hopefully plenty of time to go through the very large copies that I gave you. I know that that's a little bit complicated for you guys to be looking at, but that was the best way to kind of show you what you're, you know, what it is that you're going to be approving. So there are some inconsistencies. We are working through getting those approved and getting those worked through. For instance, on our part, we missed that there needed to be an extra hydrant in there compared to what was planned. So we've worked on how we can work through, you know, those, the things that might be missing or might need correction. As far as the as-builts go, there are also some inconsistencies with, in the water as-built, what has actually been constructed and what was supplied to the city as the drawing for the as-built. So we are hoping to get those corrected as well. And we need to have all of these plans corrected and matching what's actually out there in order to move forward with the final plat. At this point, what's going on is that we are going to be recommending that decision on this gets deferred. However, we do strongly remind our applicant that April 17th is the deadline for the June meeting. That is the 60-day window for submissions. So we want to remind everybody that that's going to be the day that we're going to be requiring the final copies of pretty much everything to have been submitted. Otherwise, this plat is going to expire. You've already given it an extension. There's only one that's allowed by code. So after that, the time clock starts at day one again from application, and it has to go through preliminary again before it can go to final again from there. So we need to make sure that we are doing this correct for, I mean, this is a big subdivision. There's a lot going on here, but we need to make sure that we're doing it correct for anybody who's going to be purchasing these lots down the road and for the city to be, you know, taking on the responsibility of the utilities and road.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions by the commissioners? I have several, so I'm going to let somebody else go first here.
So, I guess I've got a question. So why is it that there's a limit on the time that it takes to do this, just, and that's because the building code says so? I mean, to me it seems like why does there have to be a limit on however time he decides to build something?
So the subdivision rules and regulations require that you have a preliminary and a final platting process.
Right.
And if you're not going to go through it in a timely fashion, you've committed certain improvements on behalf of the city that you will be willing to accept. If you let this go on for several years, those requirements may change, yet you have an outstanding plan and liability. Yeah. And I know we say it's a large subdivision, but it's not technically a large subdivision. These aren't difficult standards, and we've been working with two developers on this for at least 4 years. So it should continue at a momentum that is acceptable for the city time that we put into it, trying to work with the developers and the community for the community's benefit and safeguard, but as well as for the developer to be able to procure a development that when people buy it, they know that it's met standards. So that's why it sunsets. Once a plat is approved, that doesn't expire, the final plat. But we are operating on a preliminary plat, and that is what will expire.
Anybody else have any questions, comments?
Can I suggest, Mr. Chairman, if we ask perhaps to hear from the developer before we ask questions?
I'm here. I didn't hear a word. Someone could do a quick summary of what you were talking about. I appreciate it.
That was Bill, just kind of clarifying on the timeline that's required by the city, if you want to touch on that.
I'll try again, Vicki. So what has been approved thus far is a preliminary plat. Preliminary plats are good for 1 year. We've given one extension to the developer. It's the maximum allowed by code. The reason we do that is because until we actually plat it with this final document, this final plat, we can't have ideas and drawings floating around out there that have been approved halfway, and then 10 years from now someone wants to trigger that plat when, you know, the requirements haven't been met. So the whole goal here is your preliminary plat is the way we communicate publicly with developers in the community. Here's our response to what you've submitted. Here's what the requirements are. Here's what needs to be added or changed so that it will comply with city standards. And it has to be submitted within a year, or in this case, 2 years, so that you correct all of those deficiencies and or other things that we wanted to see on the final plat. You need to submit that, and then the action would be taken to approve it by this body. If we can't have a preliminary plat out there for 5, 10, 20 years, when our requirements may very well change in that time. So the process is what it is. Everyone's well aware. I think our team has worked hard. The developers worked hard. I'm not quite sure what some of the catches have been, why we're still at this point. but we cannot extend the preliminary plat and its validity longer than 2 years. So if we don't meet the April deadline for submission, it's going to basically die, and we'll have to start the whole process over. Did that make sense? The one meeting Vicky doesn't come in person to.
I have a question. It's nobody else is talking.
Go ahead, Vicky. Caroline, sorry.
I think that you guys should, if he's there, you should ask him to make some comments.
Yeah, so I have several many questions, and some of them are going to be aimed at the engineering side of it as well as Glenn. But I'm going to give Glenn an opportunity here, the applicant, to speak if you would like to touch on some of this. Yeah.
Yeah, hello guys.
Just make sure you get close to it.
Okay. If you have any questions, you can ask me anything you need. We've been working, we have the water and sewer installed. I talked to Chris Pletnikoff again today. He said a matter of paperwork shuffling for the final operating of the system. So he said that could be next week, anytime real soon, and same with the sewer.
That's AEDC, right?
Right.
Okay.
And it's just a matter, we do have a few as-builts. They were recorded, our engineer's working on them to get them corrected. So as far as the water and sewer, everything's in right now. The main thing that came up late this year was the electrical, which in the past, this has been going on for 8 years, and until probably July of this year, we had to get an engineered plan for electrical, which we're still working on. We're working through it. But through the whole 7.5 years, that was never brought up. It was the city was going to do it. They're going to own it. They'll install it from Dan Winters, Mike Daniels, all the... They all had a plan, even Davlin before he left, said, we need to get that in before I leave, because I got a plan of how to, you know, they all had the plan in their head. And we even asked them at the time that about engineering, the city said they were taking care of the engineering the whole time through until, I think, July of this year. So that's what we're working through right now. And we are getting an engineer. It's costing quite a bit of money extra for us, but we'll get it in, and they're not finalized. I do have some conduit here, but we weren't expecting to pay for that either. But I think we can have this all in by April, weather permitting. And if the city okays all the electrical plans. So.
Okay.
Questions?
Wow. Okay, where to start here? So... So is it, you were just talking electrical, and I'm reading here, the city's request a spare conduit runs for all primary 5-inch and secondary 4-inch runs. So is it looks to me that the city is just asking for the developer to install a conduit, and then I'm assuming the city is going to install wire and transformers on its own? Is that correct? Okay. And just... So, if he gets this done, is the city prepared to do this? I mean, like, immediately, the wire and the transformers, are they able to procure that, or is that something we have in stock? Or
no. Can I?
Yeah, yes, please.
Well, yeah. If you like, you can sit at the dais, so whichever.
Yeah, so as soon as the city got the copy of the development plan and what they were calling for transformers, then we, I think the same day, started the procurement process. It's not, 25 kVAs aren't necessarily something that we stock. And so we started the process. It calls for four of them, and we're going to bring those in. It's going to be a bit of a lead time for the transformers. As you know, the city's has part of the subdivision development process, the city does provide the transformers. We pay for the transformers, and that's for any subdivision, we pay for the transformers. It's probably going to be about $120,000, $130,000, roughly, for the transformers.
Okay, so just to be clear here, we're rushing the developer, obviously, to get this done. It's been an ongoing thing, but I'm just kind of curious, how soon, if he gets everything together, and then obviously a person wants to buy a lot and start setting up, what's the soonest do you think that a person could even have power to plug in to that subdivision?
Well, if they bought some of the lots are going to pull from the Deffendahl duplex transformer, so they're going to be supplied from there, so those could be brought online relatively quickly. For the transformers that we're purchasing, my preliminary, I would say probably it would be about close to a year.
Okay.
I think fourth quarter of this year, we could probably have transformers.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that going on globally, I think, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The second item here you have under that is the city would like to install spare communications conduit in the trench that runs along East Broadway for possible future use. So I'm just trying to understand. So assuming that the developer will be trenching along there, putting in electrical, you guys are wanting to throw conduit in there, or would that be a ditch that they would have to dig just for this communications conduit?
No, there's a 200-foot section that isn't going to be trenched currently, I believe, and so we're not asking for any additional trenching. We're asking for just if the trench is open. The reason for the ask for that communications is the possibility that we might want to have cameras at Kelty Field someday. So that's the underlying logic behind communications conduit going in the trench.
Okay. It just seems kind of an extra item here, and I didn't want that to be something that would hold it up if they decide that they don't want to dig a ditch for, I'm not saying it's a terrible idea, but to hold them responsible for putting that in just seems like a little extra. So on the inspection sections here, there's several of them for water as well as the wastewater. Just who would be the inspector on the job? Would that be the city, or how does that work normally?
Engineer hired inspector. Say if Tom Reagan came out and did a job, he might have somebody out of college come inspect, and then they're working under an engineer and doing all the inspection, whatever the engineer needs, and then they report back to him. So the engineer doesn't have to be out here paying him $250 an hour all the time.
Right, okay. And so the inspections would be done when it was installed, or would this be an inspection during a pressure test?
No, the whole job.
Okay.
Yeah, when it was installed and pressure testing.
And so,
on the electrical portion, speaking to the electrical portion, the inspection is inherent in the installation because it has to be done by a journeyman electrician. So that's just part of the process that it's being done by a professional, so the inspection is inherent in that process.
Okay, thank you. I'm asking about the items that are labeled incomplete, and so I'm just trying to understand on some of these if it's something that's already happened and maybe it hasn't been filed, or I want to see this project move forward. I'd hate to see the largest subdivision in the city's history get held up, considering that it's been one of the biggest issues to get property available for people to build houses and provide housing. So,
maybe Mark can answer this. I think all the inspections are in that we did, and I just found this out the other day that maybe I have the city inspection walk through. Our inspection is done for water and sewer.
Go ahead, Mark. Sorry, I called you Bob earlier.
I'm acting Bob, city engineer.
You got to push the red. There you go.
So my name is Mark Kilmeyer. I'm the acting city engineer at the moment. I think what everybody's looking at is two separate things. One, we're trying to get final plat, and the other part of the subdivision is there is a development agreement between the developer and the city, so that utilities and infrastructure are developed and accepted by the city to their standards. So, you know, you guys all have the copy of the development agreement, and then we also have the requirements of the final plat. A lot of the items listed for water, sewer, the drainage plan, even the road, are acceptable for final platting. But for the development agreement, for the city to accept that, there are still some outstanding issues that the developer and the city are working through.
Okay.
Travis?
Go ahead.
I could ask a question.
Go ahead, Chris.
So the development agreement just needs to be done before people move in, or when is that? So we're talking about two different timelines too, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, to my knowledge, you know, the final plat is what's needed so those lots can be sold. The development agreement is what needs to be complete for the city to accept the utilities and infrastructure, and then begin the warranty period, and then the city takes over the maintenance and the ownership of all of the utilities and infrastructure that were installed as part of the subdivision. So yeah, two different timelines.
So Mr. Chairman, if I might follow. So the development agreement, that could, the getting that all done can come later. But when would be the optimal time to have that done?
I mean, optimal time, you know, I would say
I'm not going to hold you to it.
Work is complete.
90%.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not that we're nitpicking, but, you know, as you read down through the development agreement in Section 4, you know, there's just some miscellaneous items that were maybe overlooked or, you know, whatnot. You know, it's once the utilities have been installed, developer contacts the city for inspections so we can go out and develop a punch list. You know, take care of things that, you know, may have been missed during the construction or installation. Not a big deal. We've met with Glenn. We've discussed this. There were some errors and omissions on the as-built. We're working through those. You know, as far as the road work out there, we need to go out and get a survey. Working with Glenn on that. As soon as we don't have 8 inches of snow on the ground, I can go out and help him get an accurate survey of where things are now, and we can figure out a plan of where the road needs to be at completion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Actually, I appreciate that question. So just before I move on with some more questions here, would that affect possibly if that we could actually at some point here approve the plat before the expiration date, and then the development agreement could continue until they finish doing what they need to do? Would that hold up the show?
So there's two things here before we keep going further down the line. 808-100 of the Subdivision Improvements Code. Provision of improvements, required improvements, so it's Section B. Prior to being granted approval for the final plat, the subdivider shall have installed or shall have furnished an adequate guarantee for the ultimate installation of the following improvements. And that's where you have street, water supply, sanitary sewer, and electric service. And then you get into Section E a little bit further down, and that's where you have guarantee of required improvements. So that is guarantee of required improvements is that bonding requirement that we were looking for. As far as for the final plat, we need to have our drawings and plans and everything need to be accurate in order for that to be accepted. And then the guarantee is for the physical work.
Control button. Okay, so they have the water and sewer in, and mind you, besides it looks like just turning in some sort of inspection report, it's physically in there, and the conduit needs to be installed for the electrical. But if that's done, then the bonding would be unnecessary? So is that correct, or am I mistaken?
Part of the reason we have utilities here is they need to meet their requirements. The utilities and the division public, our utilities and public works divisions are the ones that I'll rely on to make sure that those are met. And if not, then we will want a bond. And it's clearly written in E.
Okay, so some of these items seem really minute. Like, for example, on the drawings, like one of the items in here, it shows the water line like above the road, which obviously we know it's not. You know, it's buried in the road. So it's just like a typo or something that could be fixed. And it seems like there's a few of those kind of items, I think, that'll be an easy fix, like a discrepancy on the paperwork, as well as some of these... some of these shots here where it shows a slight off position from the as-build from the actual preliminary design. So would that be easily fixed by just going off the as-build to show where the actual location of like a drain is or a manhole rather than the initial?
Well, I think
these are on the list of items of incomplete things. So I'm just...
I think there are some things that actually need to be shown. For example, another fire hydrant and an easement that needs to be placed around that. So, Commissioner, it makes sense to me to have, they are easy to fix, which is why we would like them fixed before we approve the final plat. They are, in some senses, insignificant to you, but since we need to have them fix other items, why not do it together?
Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments?
Like the easement for the hydrant you're talking about, that just came up the other day. When this was initially engineered 8 years ago, it only required a hydrant at each end of the subdivision because there's a hydrant across the street. So we added a third hydrant, which I don't mind giving an easement, but don't hold things up. I mean, for that, we'll give you an easement, but I don't think that should hold anything up. I mean, the hydrant might not be installed till. It took us a year to get a hydrant last year to finish up this job. So, you know, that hydrant may not be available for a while.
I can respect that, Glenn. That's not so much the issue. I think there's been some extensive discussions about at what point do we not want to bond? And, you know, it says here that they either need to be installed before we can finalize a plat or we get a bond. And that's the answer to it. I don't know. I haven't priced the bond. It's not what I do. But to me, that'd be the simplest thing. And then make these changes, I mean, to the drawing.
am very fluent in AutoCAD. I know it doesn't take much to do that. So I'm not holding you up on that. I just like to have a clean submission. You cited the very example why we have preliminary plats set.
Right.
Because 8 years ago was 8 years ago.
I didn't want to, since, like Mark said, probably 90% of the work's complete, and it's at ADC right now, the sewer and water, and all that's in short of the conduit. I don't think you had $1 million-plus bond in there. And I didn't want, like Chris told me today, it could be done next week. You might be have everything next week, so go through the trouble to get a bond and then cancel a portion.
Well, just to interrupt, we're not approving it tonight. We're recommending it be deferred till April. So you have until that April date to cure everything that we've asked. And it very may well be that we don't need the bond by then. But at this time, this is where we're at. So I'm just trying to remind us where we're at.
Now, if things do get done, so the April agenda is for a June meeting?
April 17th deadline.
So there's nothing going on in May? I mean, if something came up, can we have a special meeting? We're all done. Things look good. Can we meet on it?
Well, the April deadline is for the June meeting, so you need to meet the March deadline for the May meeting. So we're giving you the absolute stop point.
Okay. When is that March?
April 17th. Isn't that correct?
April 17th
for the June meeting.
I will get you the 60 days
prior. Okay, all right.
Is that timeline to allow the staff to go through, or I mean, so if you made the April deadline, we couldn't put on the May's regular meeting. Is it? No,
it's no.
That's the 60-day window. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris, go ahead.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. I just want to thank you, Glenn, for putting the money out, the time, the effort in doing this. Nobody's ever done this before, I believe, in this town. So I can assure you that our staff and people want to assist you to get this done as soon as possible.
Right.
And I think we want to do that, and we want to do everything we can. We don't want to hold you up.
No.
I'm sure you got a lot of money out there, and I know there's a lot of people who might even have left the community because they couldn't build a life for themselves. So I just wanted to say I really appreciate the work you put into it and the fact that you're willing to do it. And we're going to do our part to get it done. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Just one last thing here. I see that there's some shots that might need to be done. I'm hoping that it doesn't dump a bunch more snow and make it your life difficult trying to, you know, shoot in any of those things you need there. So, all right, I won't beat this up anymore. I respect the planning department's action to defer and give the developer some more time. And you know, obviously, It's good the city wants to see this thing built correctly and done right, and respect that. And but I really want to make sure that this is seen through to the end. So do we need a motion to defer rather than, or should we, sorry, just a point of order here, do we deny this and then ask for a motion to defer? What's the proper way to do this?
It would be to delay to a date certain, which would be the June meeting at the latest, which would be June 15th.
So would we, to do this properly, would we deny this and then make a motion?
Keep it clean. I would deny the motion to approve it and then make a new motion to defer it.
Thank you. That's appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. One last opportunity. Any questions or comments before we vote?
So I've got one just quick question.
Okay, Caroline, hey, just a moment here. Let Ian speak here and then we'll go to you.
So just to clarify, so most of the stuff that needs to be done is mostly engineering and drawings and stuff like that. So my other question is, so there's that, but do you foresee the weather and being able to acquire anything else that needs to be installed out there being an issue with this timeline for the work that you need to get finished?
Just a conduit, maybe if the city, if I don't have enough to do it, maybe I can get some from the city and replace it.
Okay.
The conduit, yeah, that's all we are missing.
Sure. Yeah, I was just, you know, thinking about what Caroline was saying earlier about, you know, last couple of years, you know, I really understand the part in trying to get things done and trying to get things out here, and that has made it really difficult to work in general, and so I understand where you're coming from. So, anyways, I was just curious about that.
And then on the...
You got to speak into the mic, Glenn, sorry.
The way the engineers put layers on plans, so you might have to switch off for the water and the sewer to get down to the electrical plans. You know, they're in layers. So that's maybe why it looks odd in some places. Like we were looking at your, and they look all jumbled up, but like I said, they put it all in layers now. I don't know, so.
Because they can.
One sheet, yeah. So you guys weren't capable of switching layers off the other day. So it looked kind of messy, but.
You're speaking to the digital version here that was one of the incomplete items? Is that what you're speaking to, Dion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just a matter of turning the layers off.
Okay. Thank you. Caroline, you had a comment? Agreed. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to lay this out as clear as I can here. We can approve the final plat if we have the appropriate and correct drawings, and then we secure a bond for the remainder of the work. So come April, if we have all of the drawings and we have a, you know, paper that says he's got a bond, a receipt or whatever, we can start moving forward, and he can complete the work. We don't have to have the things in the ground in order for us to approve the final. Does that clear to everybody?
Yeah, no, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And obviously that'll be up to Glenn and these guys once they figure out what they can actually get done in the timeline. So I guess we'll just wait to hear from you guys and where we're at. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, another question on the bond. So say by April I have everything good for the sewer and water. We have the electrical conduit in or close to it. Would I require a bond at that time?
I guess I need to ask Steve to help me understand what happened with the, are we going to be liable for, are we committing to installing the electrical infrastructure? Because if that's the case, then sure. You know, ultimately what we don't want are lots that are recordable, people buy them, and then guess where they're going to come if they can't build a house that doesn't have utilities here in city council. So that's kind of the gate. We're the gatekeeper here. We're not trying to prevent development. And I'm trying to enunciate into this. So I'm not angry at all. I'm just trying to make it clear so people can hear. That's what these processes are for. But kind of dicey on when it came, suddenly the city is doing the electrical install. And I don't know how that came to be. So.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate what Chris said. I definitely appreciate the work that Mr. Olson's doing to put the subdivision in. And the city, from the utility side, is going to be as accommodating as we can to make it happen. It may be that the perception is the city has to install it because it has to be installed by a lineman. Even conduit has to be installed by a lineman. there's other options to do that. But I think the most logical choice would be to have the city lineman install it on a time available basis. This is not going to be a well researched or necessarily the right answer, but I'm going to tell you what my gut feeling is on this, is that if Mr. Olson's made a good effort to get conduit in the ground, the weather prevents him, since probably the city's going to be installing the conduit, and also we're not going to be able to provide electrical service to a residence until we get those transformers in. I wouldn't say that would be a reason to hold it, to have him bonded while he's waiting for the electrical. Now, that this is my opinion only, but that makes sense to me, that he wouldn't be bonded for when the city, say, doesn't have 4 25 kVA transformers sitting on the shelf.
Sure.
Yeah.
So as long as that's spelled out clearly in the development agreement and everything else has been met, then no, we shouldn't need a bond. Chris, did you have a question? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, maybe for clarification, maybe that's what, Glenn, you're concerned about, is what am I buying a bond for if I'm going to be done?
Yeah, right.
Or there's just this easement left and I got to get a hydrant in here. So I think I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
So at this point, what we have to say is when we get closer to the April 17th deadline, we have that discussion, right?
Correct.
Good enough?
Yeah, appreciate that, Chris. Yeah, no, that's kind of where I was looking for, just a little clarification. I mean, none of us, I think, have done this before, so appreciate working through it. So any other comments or questions? Okay. Thank you, Steve, Mark. Appreciate you guys coming in this evening. So with that being said, I think my personal opinion would be to go with staff's recommendations, but I think to do this correctly and make it clean, like Mr. Homka mentioned, if we deny the approval right now, and then we can make a motion to defer to the approval.
The motion was to approve the current resolution, which includes language for a bond. It includes closure report, which we have. So there's some standard language, but then it also includes plans and proof of bond. So
I think the motion should be to table this item to a date certain. Because once you kill the main motion, you've killed it, right? Then you would have to say, well, now we want this same issue back on the agenda on this June 17th. I think the motion is to table this item to a date certain, and that overrides the original motion.
Oh, so we can Robert's rules will allow us to just, we can make a motion to table
to
or
delay. Table this to a date certain.
Okay.
And then what we can do at that meeting is we would be amending the conditions that are on there.
Okay.
As a motion, based on what's going on at the time of the submission, and then move on from there.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for helping us out there. All right. So I would entertain a motion and a second to table resolution 2023-02 until the June 15th meeting. 16. Sorry.
I move to table resolution 2023-02 to June 17 meeting.
Second.
Okay, the resolution has been moved and seconded. All in favor of tabling this item till the June 16th meeting, indicate by saying aye.
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 All right, unanimous resolution has been tabled. Thank you. Okay, we've worked through all the items on tonight's agenda.
You have your work session item.
Sir, go ahead.
You have your work session item.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I forgot to write that down. Thank you. Appreciate that. We have the one work session item, discussion item. Hey, good night, Glenn. Good night, you guys. It's the Swansea travel discussion. So I wanted to just touch on this real quick. Swansea is the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. And this conf-